The Albany Police Department has been working to improve community relations with several initiatives in recent years. I attended Coffee with a Cup, held this morning outside police headquarters in Arbor Hill. Law enforcement traditionally has embraced the element of surprise, and the pop-up event creates buzz, giving officers an opportunity to connect with citizens in every and any corner of the city on relatively short notice. Barbecues, family movie nights, police and fire recruitment efforts, impromptu soccer or basketball games, and Friday, Coffee with a Cop. Albany Police spokesperson Steve Smith says the cookouts have been a big hit.
They're a surprise barbecue that we will post the day before an event where members of the Albany Police Department will cook hamburgers, hot dogs for members of the community. We'll show a movie, a kid-friendly movie, on a large inflatable screen that we have, and the officers can engage our youth by playing certain games. Sometimes we've had some games of kickball and things like that, so it's just a really good opportunity to just bring people together and build those meaningful relationships.
Several Albany police units, including the Emergency Services Team, Mounted Unit, Forensics Unit, Traffic Safety, and more, displayed equipment with officers available to answer questions. Acting Police Chief Robert Sears.
Coffee with a Cop, the program started in Hawthorne, California a few years back, and it grew on so much that they decided to kind of push it out nationally. So we try to be, you know, take advantage of that and use that momentum that was built. And it's basically just like a lot of the things that we've been doing is just getting together with the community, have them stop in and have a cup of coffee, donut, and just have a conversation and just talk about whatever people want to talk about in a less stressful situation and in a situation where we can just really talk about, you know, sports, community events.
Earlier this year, on the occasion of the City Police Academy's holding its first graduation ceremony, Mayor Kathy Sheehan lauded the community policing model.
To see the transformation of the department and the way that we engage with our community. This was a decision to start our own police academy that really grew out of a commitment to 21st century policing strategies, a commitment to ensuring that we have a strong relationship and a sense of trust between the community and our police department.
Smith says the pop-ups are in line with that philosophy.
We cannot do this job alone. You know, we need the community to work with us, especially when incidents happen in the city. We need everybody to work together. And it's events like today, like Coffee with a Cop, that allow those things to happen.
Chief Sears adds Friday's event doubled as a recruitment effort.
We're giving a police test on December 2nd, and we're doing a pretty heavy recruitment push because we would like people to sign up for the test. It's the application deadline is the 24th of October. So we're really looking for a lot of folks from the community to take this test, and we're really looking for a bunch of new officers to come right from the community. If anybody knows anyone who wants to become an Albany police officer, we have websites and palm cards and applications, and you know, we're looking for as many people to take the test as possible.
From Buckingham Pond to Arbor Hill, officials say Albany Police pop-up events have been so well received, they're likely to be permanent. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.